Open my lips, Lord, to speak your words, and open our hearts to receive them. Amen. Please do sit down. So the second letter to Timothy is probably Paul's last letter, maybe written a few weeks before he was beheaded, apparently on the Ostian Way in Rome. So it's his last shot to encourage the diffident Timothy how to continue his ministry in difficult times. He must have wondered whether Christianity, whether the way, was going to survive him and all the other apostles. Those who'd seen the resurrected Christ in the flesh. Would a new generation actually manage to carry the torch into the future? So a lot was riding on this letter. Like all Christians since, we can be, like Timothy, a bit diffident about the gospel. Whether we're called to preach it in words, as I am to you now, or preach it by living it, in St. Francis's words, preach the gospel, use words if you have to. Or preferably, both. We may feel wholly inadequate, as I often do, whereas we look back to the great apostles of the past, like Paul, we feel that we cannot be like them, that we stand in the shadow of the great, recognizing that we're not good enough and attempted to give up. But Paul says to Timothy in verse 10, "You've observed my teaching, my conduct, my faith, my patience, my love, my persecutions, and my suffering. Yet you've also observed how the Lord rescued me from all of them." Paul reflects, verse 12, all who want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, which all of us who are reborn Christians will want. If we want that, we're going to be persecuted. It really is the litmus test of being a Christian. It's inevitable. Being persecuted in some sort of way. But Paul encourages us, verse 14, to continue in what we've learned and firmly believed, because Scripture is God-breathed, or it's in translation that we've just heard, it's inspired by God. It's not just knowledge, it's not just information, it's inspired by God, which means it will do its work if we preach it in word or deed. That's our task. Transforming others' lives is his. Paul says that the gospel is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. This is what we are doing if we're Christians. He said that as Christians, we should go on proclaiming the gospel in word and deed. However, there's always a temptation in preaching and in speaking to our friends and neighbours, or even in the way that we live, to tone things down, not to say anything or do anything, or fail to do anything which offends. But the difficulty is, as James Gregg will be preaching this morning at Valley Worship, Jesus does offend. He just does. The gospel is good news, but it does challenge all of us. And many of us don't like being challenged. And if we are proclaiming the gospel, whether in church or whether speaking to our friends or living the life of a Christian, we will be persecuted. There is always going to be colossal pushback. And if there isn't, there is something wrong. Paul explains the problem, chapter 4, verse 3. "The time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths." And this isn't just a problem for preachers, but for congregations also, as they're lulled along for years and years listening to talks which are designed to give a vague, warm, fuzzy feeling or to entertain, and thus have itching ears, always looking for novelty and confirmation in their lifestyle, but never actually hearing the gospel. The gospel which always transforms, painful as that can be sometimes, but is always good. Paul encourages Timothy, verse 2, to proclaim the gospel, proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, be persistent in reading and speaking about and teaching the Bible, whether the time is favourable or unfavourable, convince, rebuke and encourage. But he urges his Timothy to do all this with the utmost patience and love. And as we do so, as we seek to fulfill the commission given to Timothy, given to us, the gospel will continue to be preached down the generations. People will continue to be offended. People will continue to be persecuted. And people will continue to be saved. Amen.